Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Nettie Martinez from CERT, and we're going to be talking about something pretty special coming up for the Castle Country area, and that's going to be their CERT training. That's going to start on January 9th at 6:30 in the Carbon County Event Center in room 112, and that's going to run every Thursday until February. So, Nettie, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
I know. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, let's start off. For people who might not know, what is CERT?
So CERT is the Community Emergency Response Team. So what we do is we train individuals to be prepared to take care of their family, their neighbors, themselves mostly. That's our number one goal. And then they're ready when a disaster strikes.
You know, I can't think of anything better than being prepared when a disaster strikes.
Most definitely.
I mean, you're going to be learning a lot of skills that could potentially save lives. Now, let's talk about first, before we jump into the training, what are some benefits of becoming trained?
So with CERT, you get some medical background, like basic medical first aid. We will also teach you how to do fire suppression. We do light search and rescue. And there's a couple of sections about terrorism and stuff. We don't really go into that, but there is sections about it.
And, you know, it's always important to have these skills on hand. I mean, being able to know basic fire suppression and first aid, that's something that, even if it's not a big emergency, that can save a life. Now, let's talk about, you know, you'd think with how valuable these skills are, that this would be a class that would cost hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. But the special thing about CERT is this is free.
Yes, free to everybody. Come out. We do supply you with a bag. And then each training, we do give you a little more stuff to add to your CERT bag. So that's nice.
And, you know, it's always important not just to know the skills, but to be equipped to properly deal with them and use these skills. So I think being able to add to that bag, that's something that people around here are going to love. Now, if there are people who want to register for this, what's the best way for them to do that?
So they can hit me up on the CERT website, which is Carbon County CERT. And they could also contact me at the sheriff's office. Again, my name is Nettie Martinez.
And so it's a very easy thing to sign up for, too. Free, easy to sign up for.
Oh, yeah. And you can even just come out that night, and we'll have registration there as well.
Yeah, there's really no reason to not become CERT certified here. And, you know, on top of all that, from everything I've seen you guys put out on social media, this looks like it's going to be a pretty fun training as well.
Oh, it is very fun. And at the end, we do a really awesome mock disaster, which makes you like you're in a real disaster. I have had some of my people cry because it's so real, but then they know what they're getting into.
Yeah, no, you can't. It's hard to simulate a disaster without making it, you know, intense. You got to be ready
for
those situations. Now, Nettie, do you have a favorite part of the CERT training, or do you just enjoy it as a whole?
So I used to be scared to talk to people, and it's brought out that I can go out and I can talk to people now. So I like the training parts. I think it's fun to train people.
Yeah, that's a big plus too. You know, you're learning disaster skills, but you're also getting to know people in the community, kind of getting out of your shell and just engaging with the community. It's always so fun to see people do that. Now, Nettie, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yeah, if you're coming out, make sure that you bring a device like your phone or tablet or computer, because it is hybrid. So we'll do it half home, and then you'll come and learn the skills with me.
Well, perfect. Thank you, Nettie, so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Nettie Martinez, and we were talking about the upcoming CERT trainings coming up starting January 9th at the Carbon County Event Center. For more information, you can visit their website or find them on social media. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.